January 2, where wisdom begins. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Proverbs 9:10. There is a wide difference between what God has given man capacity to become and the degree of excellence to which they actually attain. The Word of God presents the most potent means of education as well as the most valuable source of knowledge within the reach of man. The understanding adapts itself to the dimensions of the subjects with which it is required to deal. If occupied with trivial, commonplace matters only, never summoned to earnest effort to comprehend great and eternal truths, it becomes dwarfed and enfeebled. Hence the value of the Scriptures as a means of intellectual culture. They lead directly to the contemplation of the most exalted, the most ennobling, and the most stupendous truths that are presented to the mind of man. They direct our thoughts to the infinite author of all things. We see revealed the character of the Eternal and listen to His voice as He communes with patriarchs and prophets. We see explained the mysteries of His providence, the great problems which have engaged the attention of every thoughtful mind, but which, without the aid of revelation, human intellect seeks in vain to solve. They open to our understanding a simple yet sublime system of theology, presenting truths which a child may grasp, but which are yet so far-reaching as to baffle the powers of the strongest mind. The more closely God's Word is searched and the better understood, the more vividly will the student realize that there is beyond infinite wisdom, knowledge, and power. If the youth will but learn of the heavenly teacher, as did Daniel, they will know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Those who consecrate themselves to God and who have the protection of His grace and the quickening influence of His Spirit will manifest keener intellectual power than the mere worldling. They will be able to reach the highest, noblest exercise of every faculty.